You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, ICASA, concluded their round of hearings around a draft regulation that they previously put out for commentary. We're going to be taking a look at this as it relates to the treatment of digital assets and infrastructure by municipalities, amongst other institutions and organizations. I'm joined on the line by Councillor at the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, Medikeledi Mushi, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Mushi, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Can we start with an overview of the draft regulations that were presented to the public for comment? What was the intention behind putting those draft regulations forward?
Thank you for having ICASA. Good evening to SAFM listeners. The main purpose was to give effect to Section 21 of the Electronic Communications Act, which basically deals with ICASA making regulations for that would facilitate the rapid deployment of broadband infrastructure in South Africa. So the main purpose was to provide regulations that spell out processes and procedures for obtaining permits, authorization, and any qualification for access to land, mainly for the purposes of deploying broadband infrastructure in South Africa. I'll just put it high level. There are some subsets, but the crux of it is for just to streamline processes and procedures. And let me maybe just add and clarify that the regulations are in truly so directed at licensees, as ICASA can only regulate its own licensees and no one else outside of the ECA framework.
Mushi, can we take a look at the consultations that have taken place? There was written submissions. We know that this week we've just concluded oral submissions in response to this draft policy. Can you give us some insight around what was brought to the table? What were some of the concerns, perhaps some of the insights that came out of these oral representations and the written representations?
All right. Two or three steps back. So when the minister issued the policy directions that required ICASA to consider drafting these regulations, we then called a mini workshop with key stakeholders. And we call them key stakeholders as in persons that are directly affected, you know, or are actively involved in infrastructure layout. These are your MNOs, your Digital Council Africa, which is the association. So your wireless access providers, your ISPs. And we had a conversation and we asked, what are the challenges to you guys rolling out infrastructure in South Africa? And within the Section 21, what can ICASA do to facilitate access and to deal with complaints largely that are around the Wayleaf process that is not streamlined? It does not have certain deadlines, timelines, and related charges. And that conversation was followed up with ICASA doing its benchmark study that also informed how we should draft the regulations. And with that, then we drafted the regulations. And these regulations were looking at how do we then try and address the concerns, but still within ICASA's mandate. And I'm emphasizing that because what came out very strongly in the, so we got then written submissions and then we followed up with the oral hearing so that we can, you know, be given an opportunity to ask clarity-seeking questions emanating from the written submissions. And it came out very clear that the concerns are that, one, there are so many municipalities that you apply to as a licensee, you don't know whether the Wayleaf application process is going to take 2 days, 3 days, a month, and how much is you're going to be charged, as there are different frameworks for every municipality. And that impacts the timelines, you know, rollout timelines. It also impacts on the cost to deploy infrastructure. We had those complaints, and that is what now we try to address in the regulations. And it is very important to say, how far can we go? And ICASA can only go as far as its legal mandate. So part of the conversation that we had in the 2 days was to interrogate the people that made written representation to say, how would you then expect ICASA to regulate, extend its mandate to now issue instructions that are over in our language could be seen as overreaching, because municipalities have got their own municipal act that, you know, directs them, and they've got the legal authority to run their own business the way they do. So the conversation came out very clear that the regulations are not addressing the core of the problem, but the core of the problem is what does not sit within ICASA's legal mandate. So we are at that point right now. And our view as ICASA is that we view the regulations to have at least given our licensees processes and procedures to follow when they want to access land, when they damage someone's land. You know, we've provided for a compensation framework. We've provided for a resolution dispute framework. And to the extent that we are then saying, at least let us know that our licensees know to go consult with local communities where they want to deploy. Because amongst the complaints was that some local communities don't open up when they, you know, they reach out. But the legal mandate of ICASA directs us in terms of how we then have this conversation.
Memushi, also from a mandate perspective, mean that ICASA would then be able to make recommendations to the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies on your findings and perhaps what it is that needs to be addressed that falls outside of ICASA's scope?
Yes, certainly. We would have to then go back to our principals and just as an policy advisor, you know, ICASA is an independent organ. We've got regulation making powers, and we are given those powers by the ICASA Act, and we are given direction within the ECA to say, how can you make these regulations? Now, what is the problem that we have also identified is that even our Section 21, I think to a certain extent, has obligated ICASA to go beyond its scope. So we would have to then go back and see how we balance the what is in the legislation, which is also espoused in the policy, and take the conversation back to say, Minister, we need a broader conversation on this matter. And the broader conversation means we need to then have cocktail in the room, salga in the room. And let us not also limit this conversation just to municipalities, because part of the authorization process includes, for example, the South Africa Civil Aviation Authority for environmental issues. So it's not just municipalities, but all related players where licensees have to go and knock on their doors to ask for permission to enter to deploy their networks.
Memushi, before I let you go, I want to take a look at licensees and service providers in particular. There's been a concern expressed from the service providers, at least some of them, that there is a slow rate of approvals where it relates to obtaining approvals from the relevant municipalities. And I want to get your thoughts around perhaps how that could be addressed and whether or not some of the complexities that exist there might be something that ICASA could intervene on.
As I said, we know what our limits are. And my anticipation is that we should have a collaborative effort at it where, you know, it's not through regulation, but rather through a collaborative forum of some sort where we then come into the room and say, municipalities, this is a national government objective that we are busy with. And we are all, you know, organs of government that we've got to come work together. But this cannot be done through regulation. There is no way that ICASA can start to even impose timelines on municipalities or CAA, as I said. But we can maybe try and negotiate and see how they can be streamlined. And let me just touch on something that's interesting also, that there is some standard draft bylaws that were issued by COCTA. The standard draft bylaws were meant to be adopted, especially by apparently smaller municipalities, to try and streamline their processes. We heard amongst the people that were in the room, City of Cape Town, that said, we don't even have not adopted those standard bylaws because we've got our own process. Now, there is that challenge also that even COCTA cannot enforce these standard draft bylaws. Now, this is now saying the problem is way bigger than ICASA. But as the regulator, my inclination is that we need to have a collaboration of some sort, a memorandum of understanding or agreement of some sort to try and co-regulate, but not through ICASA's regulations.
Digital infrastructure certainly needs all hands on deck, especially if we are to have various stakeholders involved in its rollout. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Dikeledi Mushi, councillor at the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, reflecting on the round of oral submissions related to the draft regulations on digital infrastructure and its relation to municipalities.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.